Good morning. Thank you, Anthony, for reminding the spirit on those songs. I find particularly the second one to be germane to where I'm headed this morning. I hope many of you remember Arthur's opening from several months ago in which he talked about listening to God. For a long time, that desire has been a central part of my prayers, but I really found that reminder helpful. Since the time, it almost seems like that's a bit of a theme in the inputs I've been getting. I think the most recent one was one of the evenings of the Conqueror series, where that was a focus. And I'll say, I think over time I've experienced some growth here, for which I'm grateful. Now, you'd think that with this on my radar, a day like yesterday wouldn't have had to happen. I don't remember specifically, but I'm reasonably sure that yesterday morning I asked the Holy Spirit to guide me, because I knew that the events of the day were not necessarily it wasn't necessarily going to be a predictable day. Somehow, I'm not sure I know how to explain what happened from there. Our plan yesterday was to have a maintenance and cleaning day. The tenants at one of our rentals let us know that strong wind a week and something ago had blown down a section of privacy fence in their backyard. And so I was going to work with some of the children in putting that back up and repairing a gate with a broken hinge in the same yard. And Brenda was going to spearhead some cleaning projects in town. I'd also hoped to run a new circuit at that same house because it was poorly wired and the circuit was overloaded and the breaker kept tripping. Well, to make a long story shorter, because I was planning on doing this electrical work, collecting and loading the tools and supplies for the day took over twice as long as it would have if we wouldn't have planned on doing that. A certain young man who was helping me load was substantially less than impressed with that part of the process. Well, I've learned to expect the unexpected, kind of, that just stuff will not go like you plan, and I shouldn't have been surprised, and I don't think I really was, when we got out there and discovered that actually this wasn't going to simply be a matter of setting a section of fence back up, and removing a couple of slats, fastening the two-bys onto the posts, and we're done. In fact, one of the posts had broken off, and it was set in concrete, so there was no replacing it right there. And if I saw right, of the 200-some feet of fence in that yard, this was the one section where too many of the slats and the two by backers were too dilapidated to reuse. So instead of an hour to put this thing back up, we spent a good part of the day acquiring the stuff we needed and rebuilding the fence, planting a new post, etc. The day contained more than I'm telling you here, but the upshot of it is that we never got to work on the electrical circuit. In fact, we had a supper appointment, and so we had to stop before we quite finished with the gate repair. This means that I get to make an extra trip to town this week to finish that up sometime. And that really, really bugs me. I just don't like those extra trips to town. Now, you may have figured out by now that if we wouldn't have taken the time to load all that electrical stuff, we probably would have gotten done with the gate. Now, I hope you agree with me that these kinds of things are not outside of God's notice or interest. Are you okay with that? So, why didn't I hear him clearly enough yesterday morning to avoid that needless loading and an extra trip to town? and the wear on my son. What went wrong? I don't know. That's not a very satisfactory answer, but I don't. Maybe you do. If you have an idea, I'd be happy to hear it. We're human, I understand that. And we just don't always hear right, and I accept that. But I'd like to know why, so I can maybe avoid that in the future. I do have, I think perhaps, a bit of an answer from two songs from the song that Anthony led, number 898, and from the song that I'd like to lead a little bit later, have Anthony lead a little bit later. But it's only a partial answer. And I think I would say my hope for us is that with intake of scripture, perhaps that tuning will help us, will just sharpen us. It's nothing that's going to go from here to here, but will incrementally move us to where at least on the important things, we don't miss God's cues. To that end, I'd like to just spend a little time in the Word this morning. Psalm 86 is where I'd like to start. I'll be reading it out of the ESV. This is just a conversation with God. It's reminding God of our need, and it's reminding us of God's greatness, as among other characteristics. My encouragement is that we try to make this our own conversation with God. We're reading it together, and so it's not quite like we're reading it alone with God, but let's try to make this our conversation with God this morning. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am godly. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace. In the day of my trouble, I call upon you, for you answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, insolent men have risen up against me. A band of ruthless men seeks my life, and they do not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant, and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign of your favor, that those who hate me may see and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. The song I'd like to sing now as a wrap up here is Gentle Holy Spirit, number 310. Anthony, what was the first number? I just lost it again. Was it
889?
898. Lord, speak to me that I may speak in living echoes of thy tone. As thou hast sought, so let me seek thy erring children lost and lone. Now, we said that God notices and cares about things like wasted time. But I do think that part of the answer here is that he speaks to us not just so that we don't waste time. He has other purposes for us. In that psalm, in that first song, Lord, speak to me that I may speak. That's a clear indication of what he wants to do. He wants to lead us so that we may lead the wandering and the wavering feet. And looking at gentle Holy Spirit, I think you'll see a lot there too. Yes, let's not forget. I'm not trying to negate God's interest in or minimize God's interest in guiding us on the day-to-day, step-by-step things of just, you know, our work and whatever. But take a look at this song and understand that the Holy Spirit is interested in a lot more than just that. And that's how I want to wrap up today. Anthony, would you lead this for us, please? Maybe we can stand for this.
For 310, gentle Holy
Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're resting here and that you are committed to drawing our hearts to you in worship. Holy Father, you have created us to worship. You've created us to walk in step with you, and we know we miss that. But we are again here, Lord, just committing ourselves to living out and living into what you have created us for. Lord Jesus, the reason that we can seek the Father is because of you and your sacrifice. And so we just want to make that central today in our time together. So with gratitude we say, thank you, amen. You may be seated.